starts with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Signed with the Indians after the Civil War, and the Western United States looked forward to peace and security. But renegade whites did their best to rob the Indians of their land, and open warfare might have broken out through the whole of the new territory if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, that preserved the peace and made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Tonto Village! The joy of his trouble! Come on, Silver, away!
One afternoon, just as dusk was falling, the Lone Ranger rode into a familiar valley. Then suddenly...
That shot was a warning, Silver. What's the matter?
You old get back.
Come forward, Indian. Let me see you.
This Indian land. No pale face right here.
Little bear, no masked man.
I'm your friend.
Our friend. Little bear not see you for many moons.
Little bear, your tribe has always been friendly with the settlers.
No friend now.
Why?
Pale face try steal Indian land. Pale face tell... What not true?
Old friends do not act this way.
More pale face come in valley, not like Indian.
And your father, Tamwondo, has posted sentries to keep the settlers off your land? Drums?
Tamwondo build great council fire.
Because of the trouble with the settlers?
See what Indian do. Maybe war.
Tamwondo may decide on war with the settlers? Little bear, if war is declared, many will be killed. I must see your father, Tamwondo.
In council, many brave, not see you.
We must stop this trouble.
Come too late, stop war.
I go to the council fire.
Indian kill paleface at council fire.
But the Indians know me as their friend. You will take me to your father?
Me? Take your war council? No. No, not safe.
I'll take that chance. Come on, little bear. We're going to find out what's happening at that council of war.
Hundreds of painted Indians danced about a great tribal fire. Drums throbbed in the darkness. The wail of the women was pierced with the boastful shouts of the warriors as they proclaimed their prowess in war dance ritual. The wise old men of the tribe nodded approval and waited for the words of Tamwondo.
Tamwondo, speak. In past this Indian land, ride many horse, hunt many buffalo. Plenty food, plenty wampum. Great spirit smile on Indians. Great spirit say, Indian own river, fish. Great spirit say, Indian own plain, hunt. Now pale face come, want river, want plain. Indian move. Wherever Indian go, pale face say, Go away. Me live here. Settler bring fire stick. Kill much game. Bring fire water. That plenty bad. Steal Indian one piece. When pale face hungry, Indian feed. When pale face hurt, Indian heal. Now more settler come. Bad friend. Tell Tom Wando, what Indian land? Go, or we shoot. Great Spirit, lit in council fire. Whisper in Tom Wando's heart. Great Spirit, tell Tom Wando, Indian must fight. Indian must fight.
The frenzied braves danced around the fire once more. The rhythm of the drum grew faster. Suddenly, one warrior stopped near the Lone Ranger's hiding place. His keen eyes had detected something wrong. He pointed. The braves advanced, tomahawks ready, knives poised for the killing thrust. As they neared, the Lone Ranger Little Bear stepped from behind the trees and faced them.
Paleface! Little Bear, too!
Kill him!
Kill Paleface!
The masked man and Little Bear were seized and dragged before the fire. All white men were their enemies. Little Bear was a traitor. But as they prepared the execution, Tom Wando and the wise men of the tribe forced their way through the crowd of younger men. The chief stared for a moment, then raised his hand for silence.
Him wear a mask.
How, Tom Wando?
Many moon gone by, masked man helped Tom Wando. How, friend?
Tom Wando, I'm your friend and the friend of the ranchers in the valley. Let me do what I can to stop this war.
Let Paleface go. Come, Tom Wando, tell trouble. Great trouble.
The old chief drew the Lone Ranger aside from the other Indians. They spoke for many minutes. Finally, the chief said,
Tom Wando trust. Go in peace. Moon over fire now. Indian wait till moon next time over fire.
Tomorrow night at this time. I'll be back before then, Tom Wando.
Not come then. Indian go war path.
With the ominous words still ringing in his ears, the Lone Ranger headed for the valley settlement. He had discovered the cause of the trouble. A new rancher known as Buckeye, whose gunmen had terrorized the whole district. At Buckeye's ranch house late that same night, the outlaw leader and Hank, his second in command, laid their plans for the future.
You sure got this thing figured to frazzle, Buckeye.
The Indians got to get off their land like I told them to.
And we get it.
Or they fight. We've rigged up the way for the army to move in and get rid of them for us.
And we get their land that way, too.
Ain't no way the scheme can fail.
You sure moved in on these ranches in jig time. They don't get in your way none now.
All you got to do is shoot a few of them. The rest will dance when the trigger's pulled. Who's coming here this time of night?
Wait a minute. I'll take a look, see.
Fellow with a big white horse.
A stranger, probably. You'll soon find out who's boss of this valley if he is. Come on out. Howdy, stranger. Step in out of the shadows so we can see you.
I'm looking for Buckeye.
That's me. What do you want?
Buckeye, I understand that you're the law in the valley now.
I reckon I am.
Tom Wando is going to declare war on the valley settlers.
He is, huh? Now, that's plumb interesting, stranger.
The bloodshed can be averted. The Indians blame you for the trouble, Buckeye.
Ain't that a shame?
Buckeye, this army's wearing a mask.
What? Who are you? What's that mask for?
I wear it for reasons of my own. I come as a friend of the settlers and a friend of the Indians to avert war.
Just how are you aiming to do that?
The Indians say you're trying to drive them off their land.
Why, of course we ain't. That's just a crazy idea.
The ranchers and the Indians would get together and patch up their difficulties.
Ranger, you've hit on a great idea. Except why don't you get just Tom Wando and me together? I speak for the ranchers, him speaking for the Indians.
Will you give me your word to deal fairly? No tricks?
I promise, sure.
And expect an Indian here tomorrow. He'll be alone and you'll be alone.
Sure I will. No need to hurry off, mister.
I must arrange for the meeting.
I'll Silver, hurry!
Me, I got plans to make, too. I just hope Tom Wando comes here alone. I'll handle that redskin.
Throughout the night, the Lone Ranger rode. He guided the mighty Silver through the woods and over hills until he reached the camp where Tonto was waiting.
Tonto, I need you.
You come in, mate. What happened?
Indian friends of ours, Tom Wanda's people, are about to start a war that can be stopped. Ride with me. and I'll explain it while we travel.
Count already, plenty quick.
This man called Buckeye practically controls the settlement, but he isn't satisfied. He's trying to get the Indian land and willing to risk a war. I don't know why.
What Tonto do?
Arrange for Buckeye to meet Tom Wando in the morning. I want you to meet him instead. Let him think that you're Tom Wando and learn all that you can about his plan.
Tonto do it. Yes, Count.
I'll wait nearby until you return, Kemosabe.
Get him up, Scout.
I'm hanged if Tom Wando ain't coming.
He is.
Take a look.
Yeah, it's an engine, all right. Is it Tom Wando?
Well, who else would it be? Get yourself hid in the back room now. Close the end to the house there and let me talk with him. Leave the door open if you want. You can hear what's said.
Howdy, Tom Wando. Glad to meet you.
Oh.
I've had plenty of dealings with your braves. Get down. Come inside.
You Buckeye?
I am. You can trust me. Come on inside where we can talk right.
You alone, like promise?
You don't see anyone else, do you? We'll sit down and have a good long talk. Right in here.
Engine ready for war.
Ain't no need of war if you give me what I want.
What's that?
Sit down and I'll tell you. Yeah. Now then, Tom Wando, you're here. You can give me the land I want. I aim to get that land.
Engine land, no good. All hill, stone, wood, no good ranch.
I ain't aiming to use that land for ranching or for growing things. And I know there ain't no oil or gold on it, neither.
Why you want it?
I got me a way to make money out of it.
How make money on Indian land?
All I want is the land east of Hopkins Gully. Because I'm after control of the Black River that runs through it.
That only water Valley have.
I reckon it is.
Water no make money. Water worth nothing.
Well, when there's plenty of it, water ain't worth nothing. But when it's needed to grow crops and water cattle, and they can't get it nowhere else, it's worth a heap of hard cash. Give me that land east of Hopkins Gully without no trouble, and you Injuns can keep the rest.
If Injuns say no...
You can't stall me. If you don't say you'll do what you want of your own accord, I got ways of making it.
Not hurt, Injun.
I might scare them. Will you give me that land east of Hopkins Gully?
Land not mine. Tribe. Own land.
Your tribe will do as you say. Your word's good enough for me. Are you going to say yes or
no? No hurt. And me say yes.
Fine.
Injun give you land east Hopkins Gully. You promise Injun, then keep other land?
Sure, you can keep the rest. You going?
Me go tell tribe.
I'll give your warriors till day after tomorrow to get off my new land. And me and my men move in.
Day after tomorrow, land yours.
So long, Tom Wando. I'm glad we settled this peaceful. As long as you're my friend, you can always get free firewater here. So long. Hank. Did you hear?
I got a hand it to you, Buckeye.
You sure come to terms quick. It's all the settlers when they finally got a deal with us and pay our price if they want to get water. Look at all the land of this valley, Hank. It'll all be mine.
Just because you got the water don't mean you get all the ranches, too.
It will. We'll pump all the money we can out of the ranches for water.
Yeah?
And at the prices they're going to pay for that water, they'll soon go broke. When they don't pay, they don't get water. The land will get worthless, and we step in.
That way we can get all that land.
We can and we will. There ain't nothing that can stop us.
The curtain falls in the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. outlaws planned to get control of the Black River, he reported to the Lone Ranger, and
so it's control of the water that those schemers want.
Isn't that right?
Black River is the only water the settlers have. If Buck and I gets the land he wants, he can cut off the water and make the settlers pay heavily for it. Did Buckeye think you were Tom Wando?
Not right. Tonto let him think that.
Good.
Buckeye think him scare Tom Wando. Make him give up land.
And the next move is to report to Chief Tom Wando. We've got to persuade him to give up the land.
Oh, him not do it. Tom Wando never give up land.
He'll have to be persuaded, Tonto. Perhaps you can talk to him easier than I can. Tom Wando's our friend.
What me do?
Tell Tom Wando what happened. Tell him to clear all the Indians off the land east of Hopkins Gully. Tell him you've given his word.
What you do?
I'm going to see the settlers. With their help, we'll rid the valley for good of Buckeye and his men. Slim!
Yeah, who's calling me? Glory be to Masked Man again after all this time. Am I glad to see you, mister?
There's going to be trouble in this valley if we don't do something to stop it, Slim.
That's why I'm so darn glad to see you. A new rancher called Buckeye has sort of taken over things. Now I understand he's riled up the Indians.
I know, Slim. It's Buckeye's way of stealing the Indians' land.
So that's what's in the back of it all.
There's more than that. Unless we act, Buckeye will control the whole valley.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean that the old settlers are going to have to stop Buckeye.
Now that you're here to lead us, we'll all be ready to go.
Good. I was counting on your help.
You get it. What do you want I should do first? Jeff! Jeff! The masked man's come to the valley again! He's going to help us get rid of Buckeye! Get over to my ranch house fast! Sandy, get over to my place as fast as you can. We got a way to stop Buckeye now. Over to my ranch. The masked man's there. He's gonna help us lick this Buckeye to a flat.
Friends, there are two things we must do. Buckeye is planning to get control of the Black River and make you pay for the water you use.
He can't do that.
The Indians have agreed to give Buckeye all the land east of Hopkins Gully.
Well, then he'll have control of the river.
Our ranches will be worthless. We'll all be ruined.
We've got to stop his scheme. The second thing we'll do is rid this valley of Buckeye and his men forever.
That ain't gonna be easy. Buckeye's plenty bad medicine.
He's got a herd of gunmen that his leaves shoot you as look at you.
I have a plan in mind, but I'll need your help. Are you all with me?
Oh, yeah. You can count on me.
It's our only chance.
We gotta stop Buckeye.
We don't want trouble with the Indians.
I'm for you.
We're all with you.
Now listen carefully. We can't afford to make any mistakes.
That morning, a party of old settlers rode up to Buckeye's ranch.
What's these fellas coming here for?
They ain't no bearing to start trouble.
What do you fellas want?
We thought we'd have a friendly little talk with Buckeye.
What you come to say?
Well, we've been here in the valley for a long time, Buckeye, and we always got along peaceful and friendly.
Then you come and brought them gunmen of yours.
Are you fellas looking for trouble?
Of course not.
We fellas ain't no match for your paid killers, and you know it.
See that you ain't forgetting it. Spill what you gotta say and get.
We're aiming to buy you out of here.
Yeah. Hard cash.
We got it right with us. And a bill of sale for you to sign.
How much?
$2,000.
$2,000 for this ranch?
I paid $6,000.
$2,000's all we can read.
$2,000 ain't a teaspoon of barrel what this land's worth. Got this $2,000 with you?
Yep. Is it a deal?
I paid $6,000 for this ranch, and now you're asking me to sell for $2,000. Let me see that paper.
Here it is. It's a regular bill of sale.
You're buying this property just to get me out in the valley, huh?
Will you sell?
Me and my boys and the other settlers in the valley never did get along. This is a good ranch, and I sure hate to lose so much money on it. But now, let me see the $2,000.
Buckeye, it's right here in my hand, waiting for you to sign that paper.
Just to prove I'm a good-hearted fellow and all, I'll sell.
You go on, loco, Buckeye.
Sell. Inside and sign. Come in with me, Hank. You wait right there, Jim.
Why, sure.
Buckeye, you go off your nut?
Where's that pen and ink?
Selling this ranch for $2,000. You paid $6,000. It's easy. We're $7,000.
I know what I'm doing. Where's that pen?
This is like taking rock candy from a kid.
Buckeye, don't sign that paper.
Hank, if your six-shooter was as slow as your mind, you'd been buried in Boot Hill long ago. These fool settlers are paying me $2,000 in cash for nothing.
This ranch, nothing?
You forget, we're still getting the engine land and control of the Black River.
Yeah?
They're giving me $2,000 for this ranch, and after I make a pay for water, I can buy this same land and house for a $5 bill.
Oh, sure. Pretty slick.
This ranch don't mean a thing. It's an extra bit of money in my sock. I'd better get out there before they get impatient.
We got them in a trap.
And they ain't gonna get out. We got them licked every way.
Buckeye signed the bill of sale and promised that he and his men would be off the ranch that same day. The ranchers rode off, satisfied that the first part of the Lone Ranger's plan had worked. Returning to their homes, they gathered picks and shovels and rode off again into the hills. Their fellow settlers had been hard at work in Hopkins Gully since dawn, and...
There are the others working with the bend in the gully.
Well, we got Buckeye headed out of the valley now, but how the masked man can keep him from getting the river's more than I can figure out. What good's getting him out of the valley if he can still ruin us by stopping our water supply?
The masked man, his engine friend, must have something up their sleeves. If they can't help us, no one can, and we're licked.
Over here, you fellas.
The fellas sure have dug a big hole in the pass through the gully.
Yeah, but how's that going to help?
I don't know. Hi there, friend. We did just like you said.
Word for word, just like you told us to.
Fine. Did Buckeye agree to sell?
He sure did.
How did you fellas come out with Buckeye?
Just like our friend here said we would. I got the bill of sale right here in my pocket.
Well, that's our first step. Our hardest job is to see to it that those men can't control the river.
Just how are you planning to stop that?
The Indians have promised Buckeye the land east of Hopkins Gully. That's the land the river flows through now.
What do you mean now?
I hope you'll soon see what I mean. Now dig in, men. Keep going. Max, then, you other fellows had better pitch in.
Just tell us what to do.
Join the others and dig that trench deeper and longer.
Heading right through the gully.
Sure thing.
There isn't a moment to spare. We can't land up for this plan as to work.
We're digging for all we're worth.
And if we don't, we'll be worthless. We won't have nothing.
Let me in there, Shorty. I'll take this good old pick and break up that shale for you, then you can shovel it out.
Look, Tom Wanda and these braves are coming here.
Well, keep digging. They're friends of the masked man, and they've always been our friends. Oh, look, Tonto's riding with us.
Oh, friend. Tom Wanda, none of us told you of the agreement made with Buckeye?
Plenty bad. Buckeye get river.
Not if we can help it.
No can stop. Tonto give word of Tom Wanda. Tom Wanda never speak double tongue.
This land east of the gully is rocky and worthless. It's only valuable because of the river.
That right.
Me tell Tom Wanda you have plan. Him come see.
Fine. Tonto, ride into the valley and watch Buckeye. When he and his men start for this gully, ride ahead and warn us.
You know what, Scout?
What plan?
Buckeye and his men think they've tricked us all. We're going to give them a surprise they'll never forget.
We're nearly ready for the blasting powder.
Keep digging, men. We've got to hurry. I sent for you, Tom Wanda, because we may need your help.
The ranchers worked for many hours in the gully. Then a charge of blasting powder was set in the rocks. Its mighty roar echoed through the hills. At the sound, Buckeye and his men who were heading for the land east of Hopkins Gully reined in their horses.
What was that?
I don't know. Maybe thunder.
The sky's too clear for thunder. Mighty funny.
We got more important business to attend to. Let's get going.
Come on, men. Can't you go to follow the trail?
We're going to follow the river when we get to it. It's just ahead over the hill.
Our river.
And pretty soon it'll be our valley.
Oh, God. Sure was a lucky day when I hitched up with a smart critter like you.
They sure slapped them ranchers around a bit. I want to see their faces when they learn what we done.
Ain't a thing they can do about it. They'll just have to pay us or go dry.
If one of them gets too stubborn, I'll charge them $1 a glass.
A dollar for a drink of water. You got this thing licked.
Gully ain't but a little way ahead, and here's the river.
I don't see it.
It's supposed to be right in there. That's strange.
Yeah.
The riverbed gone dry. Come on, men. Let's get up to the gully and get there fast.
Buckeye and his men galloped toward the gully as fast as their horses could carry them. Tonto raced ahead to warn the Lone Ranger their approach. When they neared the entrance of the gully, the outlaw saw no sign of the men who had been working there, and no sign of the Black River.
Here's the gully, just ahead.
There's something mighty wrong here.
I can't figure it out no way. Here's the mouth of the gully.
There's still no river. Look in there. The river. The river's gone dry.
Buckeye stared at the damp, rocky groove that had been the bed of Black River. Down in the gully, a great new wall of rock stretched across from wall to wall.
Without that river, we're ruined.
The river's gone. Where?
I'll tell you where, Buckeye.
That last man.
You.
What do you know about this?
I know that your scheme has failed. You're not going to be able to ruin the settlers.
Where's the river?
The Indians were forced to give you the land east of Hopkins Gully. The course of the river has changed until Black River runs west of the gully.
One man couldn't do that.
There were many men working on it. All the settlers and many of Tom Wando's warriors.
What are Tom Wando's
doing? We're all here just over the rim of the gully.
Just hoping you'll start trouble.
They got the drop on us, boss. We better head back for our ranch.
You fool, we ain't got no ranch. We sold it for next to nothing to the settlers.
And you figured you'd trick them.
There's no place in the valley for you anymore. Now clear out.
No man living can talk to me that way.
Don't reach for your gun.
Buckeye. I'll show him.
Oh! If any of you others want trouble, you'll get it. Those of you that leave quietly, get riding and never come back to the valley again.
We're going. We're going. My hand is...
I only hit your gun. Get going.
Just don't shoot again. I'm going.
Stranger, can I ask you one question before I go?
What?
How in thunder did the river change its course?
The settlers dug a new channel for it and blasted that wall of rock across the gully. So the river had to follow the new course, west of the gully.
I'm doggone if you ain't even smart in Buckeye.
Now get going with the rest of Buckeye's men.
Them all go.
Look at them go. There goes all the valley's
trouble. No more Indian trouble. Them gone.
And thanks a lot for having your braves pitch in and help us, Tom Wonder.
Come, Tonto.
Hunter ready.
Long time Indian pale-face been friend. Now we stay friends.
You're doggone right we're friends. Everything's turned out in apple pie order.
Bad men go.
In the valley safe, and we bought Buckeye's ranch. Trying to cheat us, he cheated himself.
And it's all thanks to the mask man.
Where's he going?
There him Tonto go.
Didn't even wait for us to thank him.
Him great man, Lone Ranger.
Out, Silver, away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.